Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the sense of becoming a consequential day, a significant day, a day that we're going to remember and go back to. At any moment, we go back to the press conference from the Justice Department. This is the Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, speaking live. Listen.
And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged. The men and women of the United States intelligence community and our armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting our nation and its people. Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk. Adherence to the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the Department of Justice, and our nation's commitment to the rule of law sets an example for the world. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Applying those laws, collecting facts, that's what determines the outcome of an investigation. Nothing more, nothing less. The prosecutors in my office are among the most talented and experienced in the Department of Justice. They have investigated this case hewing to the highest ethical standards, and they will continue to do so as this case proceeds. It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused. We very much look forward to presenting our case to a jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. In conclusion, I would like to thank the dedicated public servants of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with whom my office is conducting this investigation, and who work tirelessly every day upholding the rule of law in our country. I'm deeply proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. Thank you very much.
Why Florida, sir? Why did you decide to bring the case?
Some questions for Jack Smith, the special prosecutor. Did he walk off the podium, Jeremy? He did not take questions from the press. This was portrayed that it might be a press conference, but not much of a conference. The special prosecutor, by the way, still has part of his job to do. He's also supervising the grand jury that has been called up in Washington, D.C. That has to do with President Trump's role in the January 6th riot that attacked the Capitol building, and his role afterward, potentially, in exploiting that riot to raise $250 million to try to overturn the election. Indictment has been unsealed now. Just moments ago, the indictment contains 37 different charges on 7 different crimes, most prominently including the willful retention of national defense information. The charges against President Trump would carry a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, which for a guy who is 76 years old now could be a serious matter. There is so much going on in terms of responses, in terms of information that has been released here. The indictment includes several separate charges, including not just the retention of classified documents that is illegitimate, but it also includes obstruction, because President Trump was allegedly at least asked to return the documents, and he didn't do so. Then also the idea of making false statements, statements claiming that he had carefully inspected everything and returned all the documents at a time when there were many boxes of documents that he retained. There is also, they have released a transcript of a tape that they have, and part of the transcript, which is evocative and sort of gets to the heart of what is going on here, and to the point that President Trump, people have said, well, if they can do this to President Trump, they can do this to anybody. But most Americans out there, I can say I have never had it, the opportunity of handling top secret documents. And I certainly would never have retained those top secret documents after I had been asked to return them to their rightful place, which in this case is the National Archives. In any event, there was this tape that apparently was taken during a time that President Trump had left the presidency. He is already a former president. He was in Mar-a-Lago in the summer of 2021. And the exchange between President Trump and an unidentified aide to President Trump at the time, and this is again after he left the presidency, Trump said, "This was done by the military and given to me. I think we can probably, right?" The aide said, "I don't know. We'll have to see." "Yeah, we'll have to try to," Trump, "declassify it?" Aide, "Figure out, yeah." Trump says, "See, as president, I could have declassified it." The staffer says, "Yeah," and then it says, "Laughter." Trump, "Now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret." Staffer, "Yeah, laughter. Now we have a problem." Trump, "Isn't that interesting?" In other words, what that goes to is Trump had previously said he had declassified everything in his mind before he took it with him to Mar-a-Lago. Here's an example where he was in conversation with one of his staffers. By the way, the recording took place because they were handing over, preparing some research for a book about Mark Meadows, who was his last chief of staff and was still working with President Trump at this point. President Trump last night spoke passionately, announcing that this indictment was on the way. It has now been unsealed. This is what President Trump sounded like last night, clip 11A.
They figure the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. And that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax.
That's President Trump in a statement posted on Truth Social last night. There have been reactions now from most of the leading candidates against President Trump, who have been, for the most part, very supportive of the former president. There are some exceptions, and Chris Christie has withheld judgment. He's a former prosecutor. He knows that's the right thing to do. So what have the responses been from the other presidential candidates, and what does this mean for the presidential campaign going forward? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved Show, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who has delivered the indictment on 7 charges. It's 38 counts against President Trump. Also indicted has been Walt Nauta, who was a valet for President Trump, who, according to what we are reading so far, participated with him in handling these actual documents and handling them in an unauthorized way. The the indictment is not an enormously long one. It is relatively readable. And as a result, there is all kinds of reaction already, not just from President Trump, but from his fellow Republicans. One of the most supportive comments by one of his fellow Republican candidates has come from Ron DeSantis, who basically suggests that this was an example of weaponization, a witch hunt, who was strongly in support of President Trump. In fact, the tweet that Ron DeSantis sent out was said the following. It said, "The weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society. We have for years witnessed an uneven application of the law depending upon political affiliation. Why so zealous in pursuing Trump, yet so passive about Hillary or Hunter?" Obviously, very different cases, but still cases involving scandalous behavior and potentially scandalous behavior. And there is still a federal prosecutor who is looking, named Weiss, who is looking in Delaware at the Hunter Biden case in some depth. And I think people are expecting there will be charges there. He went on, this is Ron DeSantis again on his Twitter. He said, "We have for years witnessed an uneven application of the law depending upon political affiliation. Why so zealous in pursuing Trump, yet so passive about Hillary or Hunter?" And then he goes on to say that the DeSantis administration will clean up the Department of Justice. There's also a response from Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina. And Tim Scott says, "You don't have to be a Republican to see injustice and want to fix it. You don't have to be a Democrat to see injustice and want to fix it. You just have to be an American and stand up for the right thing. The one thing that makes America the city on the hill is confidence in our justice system. And today what we see is a justice system where the scales are weighted." Now, that doesn't quite say it, but it seems to suggest that he is taking the same position that other Republicans are taking, which is a position supporting President Trump in the claims that this is all a hoax and this is a weaponization of the Justice Department. Chris Christie sent out a tweet that was actually probably the most appropriate. And Chris Christie is a former prosecutor. He is someone with a very distinguished record as a prosecuting attorney for the federal government. And Chris Christie says, "We don't get our news from Trump's Truth Social account. Let's see what the facts are when any possible indictment is actually released. As I have said before, no one is above the law, no matter how much they wish they were. We will have more to say when the facts are revealed." And Mike Pence was also relatively balanced, it seems to me. At least he made an attempt to be. He said on the radio in an interview, the former vice president said, "I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward. Yesterday on the road in Iowa, I had said I had hoped that the DOJ would see its way clear not to move forward here. But let me be very clear, no one is above the law. I think the Justice Department should immediately move to unseal the indictment." They've done that, just as Mike Pence suggested. "I think the sooner we bring the facts forward to the American people, the better." In fact, Mike Pence sounded like this when he was talking about unsealing the indictments. They have now been unsealed. This is Mike Pence, clip 10.
"It's not just a sad day, but it's a troubling day for millions of Americans. And it invites a divisiveness in this country that can only be answered with facts. This morning, I called on the Attorney General, Merrick Garland,
to unseal the indictment and stand before the press and the American people and explain the reasons for this unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States. Attorney General Merrick Garland, you need to stop hiding behind the special counsel. You need to stand up and explain to us why this was necessary before the sun sets today. The American people deserve to know the basis of this unprecedented action, and they deserve to know today. Once the facts and the laws are explained and revealed in full to the American people, we can all make our own judgment.
Okay, and of course, the special counsel, the prosecutor, has already stood up. President Trump responded to Jack Smith, the prosecutor indicted him, and with a photograph of Jack Smith, he seems to be wearing some kind of collegiate robes. He looks bearded and serious. And Trump has a caption for that photograph. It said, "This is the man who caused the Lois Lerner catastrophe with the IRS. He went after evangelicals and great Americans of faith." That's capital G, A, and capital faith. "The United States had to apologize and pay major damages for what this deranged lunatic did. He had a unanimous loss in the Supreme Court. His wife is a Trump hater, just as he is a Trump hater, a deranged psycho that shouldn't be involved in any case having to do with justice other than to look at Biden as a criminal, which he is." Tell us how you really feel, Mr. President. And then Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona has a statement on Truth Social that is also kind of tough to fully decipher or evaluate. He says, "We have now reached a war phase, eye for an eye." Okay, what does that mean? That they're going to try to get some indictments that they file against Hunter Biden? They're already planning. They're already attempting to do that. He's already under investigation by the Justice Department. And by a prosecutor, by the way, who was assigned by President Trump. This was when President Trump was assigned in the Justice Department with somebody who was not an appointee or a hire of Joe Biden. There's much more. Responses from Glenn Youngkin and more. We will get into that, but we will also get into a major study that has been revealed about why people lose their religion. Does it have anything to do with politics?
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. We're learning details of some of the charges that former President Trump faces as the indictment has been unsealed. Among them, conspiracy, withholding material, concealing material, making false statements, and showing classified documents to people who were not authorized to see them. Also, Trump's former personal assistant, Walt Nauta, has been indicted. Nauta allegedly helped move boxes of documents around various locations at Mar-a-Lago. It is starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up through much of the region. The public library in a suburb of Portland, Oregon is closing for a day because of threats over a planned drag story time. instead of just canceling the event, the library in Tigard, Oregon, will not open at all on Sunday out of an abundance of caution. Police say they are investigating the threats. Rich Johnson, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a statement on Truth Social from Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, who has been talked about as a presidential possibility as time goes on and the scorecard gets filled up by more and more and more serious candidates for president. It is less and less likely that Governor Youngkin is going to become a candidate. But what he says is these charges are unprecedented and it's a sad day for our country, especially in light of what clearly appears to be a two-tier justice system where some are selectively prosecuted and others are not. See, I think that to say that this is... by the way, the Glenn Youngkin piece is on Twitter. It's not Truth Social. But he goes on, Glenn Youngkin, and says, parents in Virginia know firsthand what it's like to be targeted by politically motivated actions. Regardless of your party, this undermines faith in our judicial system at exactly the time when we should be working to restore that trust. The difficulty with that statement is that he says it appears to be a two-tier justice system. He has said that without clearly reading the indictment. Because people who have read the indictment, including people who are very favorable to President Trump, have said, look, it's a serious indictment. This is not made up. It's not a hoax. It's based on testimony, sworn testimony, punishable by perjury testimony of Trump's own lawyers, led by someone who's identified in the indictment as attorney one, who was Evan Cochran, who was a former attorney representing Donald J. Trump. And Jonathan Turley, who was one of those voices that actually was defending Trump during his impeachment crises, both of them, Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School, actually looked at this and spoke about it seriously. He was on Fox News, and one of the very few voices on Fox News that said, well, wait a minute, when you actually look at the indictment, it's not so easy to just dismiss it and say, oh, this is overreaching, and this is politicization, and it's weaponization of the Department of Justice. Take the charges seriously. Yes, he's innocent until proven guilty. But there is a lot of truth over here. There's a lot of substance, at least, in what some of the evidence appears to suggest, and it needs to be evaluated seriously. Here's Jonathan Turley on Fox News, clip 12.
No, it is an extremely damning indictment. You know, there are indictments that are sometimes called narrative or speaking indictments. These are indictments that are really meant to make a point as to the depth of the evidence. There are some indictments that are just bare bones. This is not. The special counsel knew that there would be a lot of people who were going to allege that the Department of Justice was acting in a biased or politically motivated way. This is clearly an indictment that was drafted to answer those questions. It's overwhelming in details. And, you know, the Trump team should not fool itself. These are hits below the waterline. These are witnesses who apparently testified under oath, gave statements to federal investigators, both of which can be criminally charged if they're false. Those witnesses are directly quoting the president in encouraging others not to look for documents or allegedly to conceal them. It's damaging.
And part of what is actually alleged here is that the president, working together with his valet, Walt Nauta, who has also been indicted, he's also facing criminal charges, that they actually removed some documents to hide them from Trump's attorneys, who had been asked to try to locate the documents, to make sure that the documents weren't there, that they were returned to the National Archives where they belonged. Jonathan Turley had the idea that Trump had a new potential platform on which he could run. This is 3.5.
Trump could run on pardoning himself. You know, for people that feel that this is biased, that this is part of a pattern, he could turn this on his opponents and actually run on his right to pardon himself. So if he's elected, even if he's convicted, he could pardon himself, or he can do so before a trial occurs.
And he could not do so unless he is elected as president. I don't think that the platform is vote for me so I can pardon myself. I'm not sure that that is going to persuade people at large across the country. But the idea of jumping on these charges as a basically some kind of outrage that needs to be stopped, that it's a sad day for our country. President Trump, in his initial reaction, this is before the indictments were unsealed and that anyone had actually seen them. They've now been seen and analyzed. President Trump went through what he considered to be a record of unfairness and hostility toward him and his service to the country. This is clip 11B. This is a Trump statement from Truth Social.
The whole thing is a hoax. Just like Russia, 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 just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we have tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam, and now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation, 7 years. I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong, and we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again.
Okay, the question becomes, Does President Trump know nothing about the idea of laws concerning the protection of classified information? There's actually a flashback. It's a tape of Trump talking in Charlotte, North Carolina at a big rally. And he spoke in August 18th, 2016, and said this about the importance of the laws that he has allegedly violated. This is clip one.
In my administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. No one will be above the law.
Okay, doesn't that sound very directly that he is aware, at least, of the importance of laws regarding the protection of classified information? And he's also aware, and we know this because of tapes of him talking to his private aides after he left the presidency, he knows that he has the classified information and that he has not declassified it and that it is problematic. This is very, very different from the previous indictment of President Trump by Alvin Bragg. First of all, that was just a local prosecutor in New York City. It was the violation of state laws. It had not been brought up to federal felonies directly. These are federal charges. There's a maximum jail term of 20 years. Serious stuff. So what comes next? We'll talk about it.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, President Biden was in New Hampshire, and he was asked, intercepted by the press, asked about his reaction or his involvement, if any, in the indictment of President Trump with seven charges, 38 counts, very serious indictment. Here was the response of the President of the United States.
President Biden, have you spoken to Attorney General Merrick Garland yet?
I have not spoken to him at all. I'm not going to speak to him. No comment about that.
Okay, he said, I haven't spoken to him at all. I'm not going to speak to him, and I have no comment as to what happened, which is, by the way, the proper thing to say, and one hopes that for the sake of the country, frankly, and for Biden's sake, too, that it's true. Because part of the idea of the Attorney General is the Attorney General is not the president's lawyer. He is the people's lawyer. He works for all of us. And the idea that one of the things that is very troubling is the statement by many, many, many Republicans who are responding to this, that this represents a double standard, that somehow no one else who is subject to the kinds of evidence that they have found against Trump, no one else would be indicted. It's one standard for Trump, a different standard for everybody else. And the difficulty with that is there's recently a lieutenant colonel who was found to have mishandled classified documents and to have done so knowingly and willingly. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. And it is a very parallel case. And it could go along with these. The idea that it is only Trump who is being held accountable for the mishandling of classified papers, then people say, well, what about Biden? First of all, what it was with Biden, there is no reason to believe, and no one has it yet, that Biden actually knew that those papers were in the office that he operated at University of Pennsylvania, which is one of the places they found them, or that papers were in his garage near his Corvette. You remember all of that. We've all heard about that. Biden may not have even been aware of that. There's no question at all that President Trump was very aware of this. We have him talking about it and then arguing about retaining the papers. And the same thing with Mike Pence. Yes, he had a few papers that he shouldn't have had that were in his possession, But the evidence is that he didn't know about them, and he returned them, as Biden did, immediately when asked. The question really here becomes, what was it about President Trump that led him to handle the situation so differently from other people involved with classified papers and with classified documents? It's why I don't think Tim Scott, who's run a very good campaign for president so far, I think he's a serious candidate, he's somebody that I respect, but Senator Scott was on Fox News where the entire, I heard it live actually last night because I was listening, and they had one commentator after another. They had Victor Davis Hanson on. They had on very early Stephen Miller, the president's close aide and sometimes speechwriter, all of whom were talking about how this represents the destruction of our republic. The entire thing is so unfair. Unfortunately, when Senator Scott came on speaking with Harris Faulkner, he also put forward the idea that this showed that the scales of justice were weighted, that somebody was tipping the scales. This is Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, clip six.
The one thing that makes America the city on the hill is confidence in our justice system. And today, what we see is a justice system where the scales are weighted. That seems to be the outcome of where we are today. As President of the United States, I would purge all of the injustices and impurities in our system so that every American can have confidence that they will be seen by the Lady of Justice with a blindfold on. That is what we need in this nation, not more politicizing of the issues.
Okay, the idea is the idea that these issues are all politicized goes against the fact that, for instance, the Durham report, which came out and was such a big disappointment to so many Republicans, John Durham was appointed not by Joe Biden, not by Barack Obama, he was appointed by Donald Trump. And again, so much of this involves people on both sides. There's the idea that this is all a matter of partisanship or one-sided, politically motivated application of the law. I haven't heard yet Chris Christie's audio response other than his tweet, but we have it now. Here is Chris Christie's response to the indictment, former federal prosecutor, governor of New Jersey, clip four.
Well, look, I don't know, Brian, exactly what they're going to find and what's going to come in any indictment that may come, but I will say this. The problem with all this is that it's self-inflicted. You know, in the end, I don't know that the government even knew that Joe Biden had those documents or not, but they did know Donald Trump did. And, in fact, asked for them voluntarily for over a year and a quarter and got them back in dribs and drabs. And at least if you believe the accounts that you're reading right now, and I take them with a grain of salt because I did this work for 7 years, and I know you can't believe anything until an indictment comes out. If, in fact, you're keeping those things knowingly, even after the government has asked for you to bring them back, the excuses about, oh, they were classified, declassified automatically when I left the office, well, that's just wrong. I mean, I know that as a legal matter. Mm-hmm. And the problem with this is, let's go to pull it back for a second. It's a bigger problem whether he's indicted or not.
Okay. Again, he has been indicted at this point. And one of the questions that people ask about is, okay, so what happens to his campaign with this indictment? There's nothing, even if he were convicted, even if he were already sitting in jail, he would still be eligible to run for president. We have had people who have been significant presidential candidates who have run from jail. In 1912, Eugene V. Debs got over 1 million votes as the socialist candidate for president when he was in jail. He was put in jail for pacifist activities. He opposed World War I. So there is nothing about this that will prevent Donald Trump from running. There are people who believe that this will actually help him if he runs. One of the questions that has been posed is if he is charged, he's been charged, if he is found guilty of the charges, will they offer him a plea deal? No prison if you end your campaign and never run again. I'm not sure that it would really work for federal prosecutors or judges to put forth that kind of a plea deal. But it could be certainly informally offered by President Trump. The notion that this represents some kind of wrong, or the fact that it's being done to Trump is an indication that it could happen to anybody. Honest to goodness, why do you think that with all of the other presidents, and there have been a bunch of them, certainly in the modern era, look at presidents just since 1900, for instance, and vice presidents and officials of government, the idea that this hasn't happened to any of those other officials and even some of those very polarizing presidents, with all of the other charges they brought against Richard Nixon, eventually forcing him to resign, nobody, of course, put forward this charge. But coming up on the Medved Show, we have John Yoo, a law professor from University of California at Berkeley. We have Jennifer Gross about why so many Americans are leaving religion, and other indication that social issues, social conservative issues, are rising in popularity in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.